returning home for to marry thee.
We were just listening to Foghorn and their song Pretty Fair Miss Out in the Garden. Foghorn is this year's dance band. They're also going to be teaching some workshops while they're in town. You can learn more about how you can catch them and how you can participate with them by going to KTOO.org. You'll see a big button for our Folkfest page where we not only have the schedule of all the happenings, but we also have the video. If you want to watch the Folkfest from the comfort of your living room, you can watch a live video stream. You can listen to it from that page. And we also have a lot of other materials that we're creating this week to help your Folkfest experience, including our must-have nightlife guide, which gives out all of the information of the things happening around Folk Festival that isn't happening at Centennial Hall. So, again, just go to KTOO.org, and you'll have a whole lot of Folk Festival information there. I'd like to let you know that Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for over 15 years. I'm your host today for the program, Cheryl Snyder. Our next guest is from the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council, and she's here to tell us about a Folkfest-inspired barbecue with live music. Bryn Fluharty, welcome.
Thanks for having me, Cheryl.
Yeah, so tell us about your event tonight.
So we are, we're actually moving offices. So it is serendipitously the same week as Folkfest. So this is our second annual barbecue at our office downtown here in Juneau. And we've got the grill going, and then we're going to have some live music by a folk instrumental band called The Chuzz.
Okay, and what kind of music do they do?
They do folk music.
Oh, folk music. Very perfectly timed. Yeah. So tell us about the office move. That's a big deal. SEAC has been in its current location for 2 decades or more.
Oh, we've only been in there for maybe 5 or 6 years.
Okay.
In our current house.
Okay.
And then we're moving out to Jordan Avenue out by the airport. And so it's going to be a great move. We'll still be able to have events both there and then hopefully partnering with different organizations downtown to continue to have downtown events. But it's pretty exciting. It's a little bit bigger of a space. But it also gives us a really great opportunity to have a party because we're clearing out our house. The address for those of you who want to join us this evening is 224 Gold Street. And so it's right in the heart of downtown Juneau, and it's a sunny day, so it'll be great. We'll be out in our little area outside and then in the actual house. And, yeah, it's just going to be a really fun time celebrating what we've had here in downtown and really looking forward to the future.
Okay. And I saw on the website that you're hoping people will RSVP so that there's enough food. Is that right?
Yeah. So people can RSVP on the website, but you can also, everybody is more than welcome to just show up and, you know, maybe bring something to drink, something to share, but just show up and have a good time. And we've got some food for the grill and some snacks and drinks and things like that.
Okay. Terrific. And again, what time is that starting this evening?
It starts at 4:30 this evening and we'll run through 6:30 or 7.
Okay, terrific. Tell us some of the big projects you're working on at SEAC right now.
So we're getting really excited about the summer. And one of the big things that's going to come up this summer and that people can learn about at either on our website or at the barbecue this evening is the roadless rule. And so currently the state of Alaska is seeking to they're working with the Forest Service to create an Alaska-specific roadless rule, which could potentially roll back a lot of the protections that we have from the national rule. It's a rule that was created for all national forests throughout the United States back in 2001, and now they're trying to roll a lot of those back.
Okay. And if people want to learn more about what's at stake and what's involved, where's a good place to get some information?
That would be our website. That's www.seacc.org. That's SEAC.org. And we have all of our information up there. You can also, on our website, sign up for our email alerts. And so that's a great way to be informed about local events that are going on, so things like our barbecue, and then also actions that you can take for helping us with the roadless rule. And, yeah, it gives you a lot of different opportunities to get involved.
Okay, Bryn, is there anything else you want to share about SEAC today?
Just that we're really excited to work with people. We work to protect our lovely Tongass National Forest and our Clean Waters of the Inside Passage. So we really want people to, you know, sign up, get engaged, and learn more about what we do and the places that we protect so that we can continue to have such a strong, wonderful place to live.
Okay. Bryn Fluharty of Southeast Alaska Conservation Council, thank you so much for coming in and talking to us today, and have a great event this evening.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.